This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And we've been asking you, have you been confident enough to shop at malls again? Twitter at BFM Radio, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. What do we have?
So on Twitter, we have Up41 who says, it's just too much work or hassle to walk into any mall. And then to have to wait in line and all that as well, Up41. Hannah says, bring your own sanitizer, your own pen, and try to avoid touching railings, lift buttons, and anything unless you are buying it. Wow, I didn't think about that when taking the escalator. Oh dear.
So my mom, because of her age, she needs to hold the railing. So, I was holding her throughout the whole time. Mm. And she was like, actually, we shouldn't touch the, the railings for the escalators. And I'm like, and we've got own sanitizers, mask all the time.
Gloves. Wow. How do you browse and like pick things up? We also have one more here from Chem, who says online shop via digital malls is more convenient as for now. Plus, it is safe and secure.
True. Interesting.
Right. Here on WhatsApp, Ro, he's got something funny, but he says, in a nutshell, he says, I wouldn't chance the mall. Mm. Walter says, it's not helping when he mentions a brand name, decides to do a 50% store-wide sales. And you know how we are at discounts. That's not encouraging social distancing. Then we've got Steve here who says, yes, I'm a bit confident of going to malls. Even during early MCO in March 18, I had to go to a dentist in the mall. Mm. But after that, I haven't stepped back to the malls yet and can't wait for the movie screens to open.
Wow. Yeah.
That will be
a while. That's going to be a long time, I think, before, right? And even if it does, I think there will be the social distancing or physical distancing, right? So yep. I think, there will be that middle seat that will always be empty.
You know, one person's going to be very happy with this, right?
Yes, I know. Arvin will be saving a lot of money
on buying the seat in front of him, next to him, behind him.
Cinemas won't be making money. Okay, so another one from 0623 here says, not really confident. Some sanitizers provided are too diluted to be effective. I have to say, I've seen that.
Mm. I hope people are not, diluting their sanitizers like they do the hand wash at restaurants. I mean, this is wrong. Please don't.
Over on Instagram, the poll still kind of sits, dead smack in the center. About 50% of people have said that, they're sort of confident. The responses that we've got is just, nothing to shop. They're quite hesitant. Only one has said confident enough to drop by, but just for groceries and nothing else. So,
for me, what I miss is going out to makan. That's my thing, right? Mm. Going out to meet friends to eat. That's more rather than malls.
Mm. All right. Now, though, time for some good news.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed. Bottom dog.
America has launched. And so rises a new era of American spaceflight. And with it, the ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream. 20 seconds into flight, stage one propulsion is nominal.
Yeah, go NASA, go SpaceX, Godspeed, Bob and Dog. They were the words that the SpaceX launch team said when they bid to the astronauts Bob Beckham and also Doug Hurley on a safe mission. This is a new era in the human space travel because this is the first time ever a private company has launched astronauts into the orbit. This is nearly a decade after the US government have retired the space shuttle program. The launch was, it happened at a very familiar place. It's the same place in Florida launchpad, the ones that will serve the Apollo missions. The space shuttle is completely different because this rocket and the capsule is built by SpaceX, which is, of course, Elon Musk's baby. This is also a huge moment of triumph for America because this is the first time in a decade they've actually sent American astronauts into space from American soil. Previously, NASA had to pay the Russia's space program to transport its astronauts to its space station. And NASA had been paying Russia more than $90 million US dollars per seat for the ride. And under previous president, President Obama, a new program began in 2010. They call this the Commercial Crew Development Program to replace the shuttle with privately built spacecraft. And they had this bid, and SpaceX was ultimately given the contract along with Boeing and also its Starliner vehicle to build spacecrafts for NASA. So far, they've received about $2.6 billion and $4.2 billion in funding, respectively. Of course, this is a lot of money, but it is, I guess, you know, this marked the history of where I think things would begin for commercial spacecraft. And with SpaceX being the first to launch, Boeing is expected to launch its Starliner spacecraft with humans for the first time in spring next year. They kind of, you know, had a failed testing in December 2019. Now, if you've watched the launch, it happened somewhere around, I think, midnight or 3 a.m. on Saturday. The initial plan was to be on Thursday, yeah. But the weather was pretty bad. Not bad in America, but bad somewhere in Europe because, you know, so they decided not to do it. They postponed it for a few days later. And on Saturday, it was a go-ahead, all green light. And if you looked at the footages or even the photos, you would realize even the spacesuits that they were wearing is something very different. This really felt like it's somewhere along the lines of a James Bond tuxedo that's designed by Elon Musk or Tony Stark. And it's very futuristic. It is not your, you know, spaceman kind of, you know, astronaut suit, right? It's very different. And the reason behind this is because Elon Musk want this to make it cool for everyone. It looks cool. Image, as we all know with, you know, the world of Instagram and Snapchat that we live in, it's all about the image as well, right? So even the crew that is assisting the two astronauts to get inside the capsule were all dressed in black. And it just felt like this is something from Star Wars where, you know, you've got, you know, the rebellion trying to help out, you know, some of the armies to get into the spacecraft. It just felt like this is a sci-fi movie, but yet it's real life, right? Now, interestingly, when, you know, they showed inside the capsule, it's all digital as well.
Right.
You know, back in the Apollo days, everything was, you know, either a knob or a switch. Mm. And they had millions of it. If you've seen a photo, it's just millions. And the astronauts had to learn every single one of these buttons and what do they do in case of an emergency. But now it's just like three giant iPads patched together and that's all. That's all they had. And it's interesting to see that they could do all that what they used to do before with the millions over of knobs with three
touchscreens.
And this is the same touchscreens that we use, by the way, that we use for, you know, to send out a tweet, to post an Instagram photo, and some to use Tinder and all. It's the same screen that we use for our day-to-day lives. These are the same screens they're using to launch a, you know, a spacecraft into the International Space Station into orbit.
Let's just hope, like, Bob and Doug don't have issues with fingerprints. You know, some people don't like to see fingerprints on the touchscreen.
So that's also interesting because they had to wear gloves because of the radiation and the impact that it has. So everything was designed to build around the capsule that they're going to live in for, you know, that 24 hours of journey or so, right? So even the gloves that they wear were touchscreen sensitive. So, you know, they don't have to take out the gloves. They could use it with the gloves and they could, you know, operate the touchscreen. So I just thought, wow, you know, everything's gone digital. Because interesting fact, you know, the iPhone 6 back in, what, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it was said that apparently the iPhone 6 could do things 32,600 times faster than the best Apollo era computers. And it could perform instructions at 120 million times faster. So in theory, the iPhone 6 could be used to guide 120 million Apollo era spacecraft to the moon all at the same time.
And so, they've
come a long way from the iPhone 6. And the other interesting bit is that SpaceX was a company that's just founded 2 years before Facebook and has now achieved something that only three countries has ever done, the US, Russia, and China, never before in history, which is to launch human into space. So that's a big win for a private company to do something only three nations has ever done.
So I think this is super cool, right? And I watched the launch, but I have to ask you this, Jeff. You know, why should I be excited about this? As an average Joe, as just a regular human being, you know, across the planet from where this launch took place, why should I be thrilled about this?
Not because we're living in the era of COVID and there's bad news everywhere that we look at. But I think beyond that, space is just interesting. I'm sure Arvin will be more than happy to give you a lecture about how beautiful space is and the things that we could discover. But this marks the first chapter into commercial
commercial space flights
travel.
To space.
90,000.
You know, it may be, you know, who knows, right, in the future, maybe not us in our lifetime, but maybe, you know, our grandkids, you know, they may have the opportunity to travel to space as a weekend plan, you know, to go out. And the beauty, people ask, like, why would you want to travel to space? But, you know, remember that every time an astronaut comes back from, you know, a mission into space, they always remind us about how the, you know, the beauty of Earth is, and it is, it feels like, despite how vast and big the universe is, we are technically still alone, right? Because we don't know what is out there, and we're all one, and it's just a tiny dot. So, and yet, you know, we have all these infightings going on, all this politicking going on. So at the end of the day, it's more of like a remembrance of how important, you know, every single individual in this world needs to work together and do better things. So it's a nice reminder of what life is, and just how fragile things could be, but also that opportunity to travel.
I don't think it's the grandkids. I think it's our kids.
Our kids, probably.
Right? Not even grandkids.
With the money that private companies now would probably want to invest in.
Yeah, so I just got a text from Rich who says, like, how can you not be excited about space travel? I am. And I think it's really cool, but I just want to know how this launch impacts me today. But if you're telling me that this could be like the first step towards commercial flights to space, then all right, we're on our way.
We're on our way. Hopefully in a few years' time, you know, they'll be able to send stuff where they could build things on the moon, and then, you know, from the moon, they could travel to Mars. You know, there's their movies made about it. I'm sure it'll happen.
I think my problem is I watched Space Force over the weekend.
Which is an interesting time that they have launched. So, you know, if you're wondering what it is, so Netflix has actually released a series based on something that's actually real, you know, which is Space Force, an agency that's supposed to protect Earth from, you know, space invasions and stuff like that. And it's called Space Force. It's something that was initiated by the current you know, US government itself. So Netflix have actually released a comedy series called Space Force from the brains behind the hit TV series The Office with Steve Carell. So, you know, it's out. So, you know, if you've watched the real SpaceX Dragon launch, you could go onto Netflix and watch Space Force and have a laugh.
And then it's, you know, really what's good. Going through my mind.
I'll tell you what's out there. The truth is out there.
This is David Bowie with Space Oddity, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.